to the next item. So if you could introduce the item, Mr. Harris.
The next standing item is the drought report by Lisa McCann.
Good morning. I am Lisa McCann, the Watershed Planning and Protection Section Manager. I wanted to make sure you were aware, because of Chair Young, Board Member Young's question, the Executive Officer's Report on page 10 has a little report out on toxins, toxic algaes, and it was prepared by Karen Wooster because she sits on a statewide work group looking at ways to monitor and keep us all informed and what the appropriate responses to the water quality conditions throughout the state should be. So, sorry, that was going backwards now to the drought report. You have your written report as usual. I'm happy to answer questions if I have answers to them. And also I wanted to add, we didn't forget about or stop tracking progress in Los Osos Basin management. There just wasn't any changes since the last report, but I just wanted to let you know that, remind you that that basin management plan has been distributed publicly, and just, I think last week, a couple weeks ago, in July, they made an update to, or presentation to the County Board of Supervisors about the results of the, or what's in the basin management plan and what is planned in response to the ongoing seawater intrusion in Los Osos. Oh, I also wanted to offer that I would be happy to start including an ongoing paragraph about what's going on related to the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act in this report on a regular basis. I didn't include it because, as Board Member Moore pointed out, it's being, most of the activities currently now are being driven by DWR, so maybe that was a little bit narrow of me not to consider giving you that information, but irrespective of that, we're coordinating and inputting to the process, so I'd be happy to include that information.
Lisa, what you could include would be some of the dates that are coming up. There's some important dates, the announcement of the agency that's going to implement SGMA within a given basin. I think WDR is working on regulations for how to implement sustainable groundwater management. There's a date for that. There's also a date, which I think is June 1st of 2017, for when the SGMA agencies have to actually have a sustainable management plan offered up to the state board. I mean, those would be helpful.
Okay, I just make you aware, we had a presentation in May from Eric Ekdahl, the chief of the unit and section for sustainable groundwater management at the state board here in May, so we have that information that you're talking about available. I think it's on our website, so we can.
That would have been in the presentation you received in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I would offer is to send you all the link to the DWR page. This is so dynamic and it's changing so fast that really to try and update you every couple of months, I would think it'd be a disservice to you because things are changing literally week by week. So what I can do is I can send you the web link and you can visit it whenever you want. They also have a LIRIS. I would suggest you could sign up for their LIRIS list and they will push out to you when they're having the webinars. You can sign up for the webinars you can even participate and ask questions. I applaud DWR. I think they're doing a really good job of being very transparent and educating the public and including everybody. They're doing really a super job on that aspect. So I'll send that out to you and you can participate to the degree you want to.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had to leave the room, but I appreciate the information we do have, and I understand how quickly things are changing. So I think, and I heard Chair Wolf in a discussion about our concerns in the region for those communities that are looking at potential water shortages. One of the areas is Los Osos, and I apologize if that got brought up an update, but it would be, I think it would be important, and especially in light of the critical groundwater basin designation that's coming up, that those particular basins be have a continuous like place in this list. Even if we don't have new information, mm-hmm. I think it signals to the communities that we are aware and that we are engaged, and that whatever information we do have, especially where there are potential solutions, funding, grant monies, some of that stuff is moving so fast. And my guess is the window for getting in line for some of that money is it's going to come and go. And we need to be sure that not only are the communities themselves, but our stakeholders more broadly, you know, have a good idea of how much work and effort is going on, both by our regional boards as well as by the state board, to become very proactive, you know, and anticipating where these problems are occurring and working in advance, such as, you know, considering how to build it right in the first place, as opposed to using outdated or outmoded approaches. You know, that's no longer the case. So or we do have stakeholder input that helps us often to know, and that would also signal that that's our opportunity to come forward and speak to these issues.
So we're going to talk about that tomorrow during our session, but also every opportunity we get, we are talking to the communities and encouraging people to go get grants. We revised our grant page about a month ago to align it with the state board to provide the information and services that we provide at this level, but also to ensure there are direct links to the state board. And I am preparing to send out a letter that is in draft form now to as many stakeholders as we can identify, encouraging them to take advantage of the funding and offering our services to assist them.
Oh, I am very glad to hear that. So, yeah, and I agree. I mean, I think a lot is moving around, but I would like to see those critical basins, whatever they end up being, included as a regular just place on the list. Yeah. So do we have an update on Los Osos? Is there anything new?
There is nothing new. That's what I was saying at the beginning.
The only thing is that they do have a court date, I think, in August. The court date's kind of bounced around for a number of reasons, and now they have a court date in August to finalize the judgment, the adjudication. And after that's finaled, they then are willing to come and give a presentation to the board.
Oh, okay. That sounds outstanding. Okay.
I just wanted to respond to one thing Dr. Hunter mentioned. Last month's drought report, our last board meeting drought report, I did include a link in some information, brief information about the communities in our region that were beneficiaries of Division of Drinking Water's emergency funding, and it was, in our case, mostly for things like, I think we were talking about a case of well reconstruction and a few other things. Mm-hmm. That's not in the context of and connected to, obviously, because we didn't have the list of basins added for critical overdraft, but we can connect those dots and keep you informed of that.
Yeah, actually, I'm finding I have a new notebook of your drought reports only because I think the continuity has been great. It's building out, you know, to kind of give us the landscape, you know, and what's going on. But I'm curious, and I could be out of sync in my timing of when the latest report on seawater intrusion came out for Los Osos. Wasn't that since May? Or
yeah, there has been one. I guess that would be, there was a recent one that shows that seawater intrusion is continuing.
Continuing to advance or
yes.
Increasing, or both?
I don't know if it's increasing, but it is continuing to move inland.
Move inland, yeah. Okay.
And that's not unreasonable, given that there's been no rain inputs to that basin or any other basin. I mean, everyone is in decline, and conditions continue to worsen all over the state.
Yeah, and I'm also, I don't know what the technical answer is to this, but I would also be curious to know how conservation will affect recharge of the basin, because if we're not watering and there's no rain, then that may be a factor in seawater intrusion advancing.
So the, as Mr. Moore mentioned, the State Board, they're doing the press event today, and then the data, I can also send you that link. Mm-hmm. The data will then be published up on the website, and it actually does report by community, and I assume Los Osos is one of those communities that has to report, so you can actually go to that website. If you'd like that, I can send that to the board, and you can actually look at how the various communities in the region are doing in terms of conservation. So would you like me to do that?
Yeah, and I have heard, you know, just from neighbors that we're meeting local goals. I'm guessing that people are taking it very seriously.
I mean, you begin to see that just tracking this stuff as a full-time job,
yeah,
with the amount of information that's being generated by Department of Water Resources and our agency and others, it can be overwhelming, and it's a constant. The websites are constantly being updated and added to.
Okay, and just, you know, as a supplement a little bit what Mr. Harris says is that there's also, I think, a lot of personal interaction between our regional board and some of the local infrastructures from cities and counties in promoting recycled water program, regionalization, and in fact, some of the word that we have used when I've jointly attended some of the meetings with Mr. Harris is that we're regulators, but we also want to be facilitators, and that has resonated very well. Where, you know, we do have the broad-based knowledge advantage that we can provide to some of the communities, and sure, communities can hire those services through consultants, but, you know, we're here to help. So, you know, there is a little bit of a paradigm shift of, you know, not having on our forehead being the regulators, but, you know, we also can help. And I think one of the big efforts that's taking place right now, and I know Mr. Harris is personally involved in helping, is in some case regionalization, where you do have several, you know, small communities, and if they all work together and have a joint facility, it's a lot more effective, and you can have greater results in recycled water programs when you do that.
Yeah, and it doesn't, all the meetings we go to don't make it into the executive director's report or the drought report, but just a quick rundown. Miss McCann and Harvey Packard and Sheila Soderbergh and myself went to the meeting among all the water people up around the Monterey issue to talk about the Pure Water Project and recycling efforts of the Blanco Drain and the Wreck Ditch. We've met with Cayucas about their new wastewater plant and their plans to do recycle direct surface augmentation. Even San Simeon now is interested. We've had discussions with them. Next week, Mr. Packard and I are going to be meeting with the county and a group from the Avila Beach area to talk about regionalization out there, because there's growth going on, and the facilities out there, one, don't have recycling right now, but also there's a number of them that just don't have the capacity to do recycling. They don't have the physical footprint, and at the same time, at least one of them is in danger of inundation due to climate change and sea level rise. So we are spending a tremendous amount of staff time on the drought and related topics right now. That's really been a huge push, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. And it is impacting, and I'm sure we're not the only region, impacting our ability to carry out our core functions. Those are beginning to suffer.
Thank you. Mrs. McCain, thank you very much.